Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Tuesday show. So how is everyone today? Are you having a good day? Are you getting over the post-Christmas blues? You know, like, oh, wow, look for that holiday and, you know, so many things to do, and all of a sudden it's done, other than the cleanup. Are you putting your tree out already? I mean, I've seen people put their tree out yesterday, the 26th, or do you hang on to your tree for a little bit longer? To the first or a few more days, right? I guess it depends on how dry it is also, if you have a tree. Mine's plastic, so I just put it back in the box. Okay, so how is everyone today? Okay, I have just going to start the show off a little different today, and then I'll get to the callers in a few minutes. Let me set up the show a bit. And then I have a word for you. I get words daily, English words. Sesquipedalian. Okay. Yes, sesquipedalian is the word. That is your word for the day, sesquipedalian. So, think interesting word. And it's a Latin word from sesqui, which is Latin for one and a half. Okay, and ped. Okay, what it means, sesquipedalian is a long word about long words. Literally speaking, it means a word that is 1.5 feet long or 18 inches long. So that's your word for the day. So if somebody says to you, somebody gives you this really, really long word, you can go, that's a sesquipedalian word, isn't it? You can sound really kind of like you know what you're talking about, right? Okay, so I thought I'd throw that out there as a little fun thing today. Take my call. Okay, so what's the show about today? It's an interesting thing, and give me a minute, and I'll get to the callers, because I want to set this up on what I'm talking about, which is raising consciousness. Raising consciousness. I was watching a series on Netflix last night, which I think is rather entertaining. It's sci-fi, but I'm kind of into sci-fi. It's called... Okay, now mental blank. Travelers. It's called Travelers. It's about people from the future who come back to the Earth to change things because they're saying that we're ready to blow ourselves up. So they come back to change events so we don't blow ourselves up and do horrible things to ourselves. And what they do is as they see people about ready to die, they go into the body. Oh, you want me to spell the word? Go, give me finish my story and I'll get back and I'll spell you the word, okay? So you can look it up for yourself. Okay, I'll do that and I'll get back to my story before I try to pronounce this one more time. Okay, so it's sesquipedalian. S-E-S. Oh, I should type it out for you, shouldn't I? That's a lot of work, right? Okay, let me try to do it this way, see if it'll work. I know I'm having fun here, and bear with me, those who are going, oh, I'm getting so impatient. Why doesn't he take my call? Well, I'm having fun. Okay? Let's see if I can do a paste. Okay, there it is. Ta-da! There's your word. I copied it for those who are interested. So let me back to my story, and it's all about consciousness. So I'm watching this TV show, and blah, blah, blah. People die, and people come into their body, and they take over their body. And they're from the future, and they're changed the world. So I got thinking about that last night. I'm going, well, let me back up a little bit. I know you got callers, and I'll be with you in a minute, and I'll let the spirit talk to you about whatever's going on in your life. But I'm going to go flip forward a little bit and then go backwards. Because this is great, because this is from an Abraham quote, which I had today, and it's from November 1st, 2010. And from there, the Abraham material, you know, the secret and all that fun stuff. Okay, we'd like to explain that only part of your consciousness that is really who you are is focused into your physical personality that you believe is you, so that you can then begin to consciously consider the larger part of you, which continues to remain non-physically focused. Once you remember that you are a physical extension of source energy, well, some people call that God, but let's just say source energy, you then begin to consider and consciously tend to tend to your alignment with your larger, eternal, non-physical component. Okay, I'll leave. There's a whole bunch of other quote parts of that quote, but I just wanted to stop there because then I got thinking about that last night in relationships to this quote, which I read this morning. You know, it's like going backwards in time or forward in time or who knows, right? That I want to reconnect with that greater part of myself. I want that part of me, that higher consciousness, the higher self. Now, I've heard different statistics on that. 75-85% is in the non-physical world, and 15-25% of us is in the physical world, believe it or not. You know, you can accept it or not accept it, but I love that idea. So I want to bring in that bunch of that 75% or 85% into my physical consciousness to kind of rewire me. And why? Why raise that consciousness? Why rewire yourself to a higher consciousness? Now that's what the art. So I found some articles, and I'll talk to you some spirit guides about this whole thing in a few minutes. So that, because I can give you the how or why you should do it, but the how parts we have to talk a little bit more about, and I'll let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit more about the how part. Okay, so I got all that out, didn't I? I tried to cover that all rather quickly. So it's really about bringing in that higher consciousness that's really part of you into your physicality so that you rewire your brain to a higher consciousness, you know, changing that wiring from a low consciousness wiring to a higher consciousness wiring so that, and I'll give you some of the benefits of that in a few minutes, but let me take a few calls. I'm running out of gas already. I've talked too fast. I'm sorry. Okay. I guess my intention today was to laugh more, so maybe I'm just going to laugh through this whole thing. So 623 was the first, and you've been waiting a while, then 678, and then 520, and then 347. That's your area codes. So I put you in that order, so if you're kind of out wandering around getting a cup of tea or cup of coffee, you'll know where you are in sequence, right? In queue. I love the word queue. I'm in queue today. Okay, here we go. 623.
Hello.
Maybe. Hello.
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 This is Maria, and I'm calling from Glendale, Arizona.
Ah, Glendale. Yeah, I've been there. Well, maybe. I've been near there. So how's it going today? How are you today on this beautiful, whatever this is? Tuesday, 27th of December, right?
Well,
You getting ready to party on Saturday night?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. So what's on your mind today, though? What's on your mind? You don't know. You haven't got a date yet, huh? Or haven't set a date yet?
No.
Or are you like me? You sit home and watch TV. How boring, huh?
No.
So
it could be what my body needs.
Your body needs what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. It could be what my body needs.
Yes, it could be. So how can I help you? Can I help you today, or you just wanted to listen?
Yes. I just want to connect. I mean, you to connect with my future, if you can, my future job area or whatever spirits communicates about me.
Oh, okay. So you wanted just a general message. Now, see, now I channel, so I'm just kind of drift into the background and let my spirit group, or maybe one of your relatives, I don't know,
yes.
Dead people. I like dead people. I don't. It's a joke. They're not really dead. They're in a non-physical form, but spirit form. Well, let's just try that, because you seem to want to see if I can get a message from somebody in your, one of your ancestors, right? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see who comes in. It's a male figure. Male figure, not female, male on your, I see the word fathers, father's side of the family. So I'm not sure who this is. So it's on your father's side of the family, a male figure back two generations. So like a grandfather or great grandfather, one of the two. Okay. Father's side, great-grand—I think it's a great. I don't think it's a grandfather. I think it's a great-grandfather. Okay. Okay, so let me give you what he says to you. Let's see if I get the words exactly. I have to listen pay attention. I have to pay attention. Stop talking. Your road has been paved, or, you know, laid out for you. I guess that's what he means, paved. I can see the picture of something, somebody paving a road. You know what I mean by that? For, you know, you want more than a job, though, because I hear the word career. It doesn't say job. It says career. So there must be some changes coming up for you. It's a new career, a new direction in work, okay, that's been laid out for you. So 2017 is what I hear from him. 2017, you will have opportunities to make changes which will be delightful for you, okay? I don't get specific. He's not telling me specifically what it is. Okay, what he's saying is it's in your heart already. It's something that you want in your heart. It's something that you've been yearning for a while, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So 2017, not getting specific time frames, but he's saying that's being paved for you, 2017 opportunities that are already set in your soul or your essence to want will come forth, as in, and the word career keeps coming up, not job, but career, okay? So good for you. You'll get it. You'll get it, okay?
Okay.
That's what he's telling me, so don't blame me. Can't blame me. That's your great-grandfather. Can't say, well, this psychic. No, it wasn't your psychic. It was your great. You can always get mad at your great-grandfather and take look at his picture and go, you promised me. Okay? Have a good one.
Okay.
Enjoy your New Year's Eve. Okay, take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's funny. That's kind of interesting. Great-grandfather. Okay, so who's next in this list? 6, 7, 8 you've been holding for a while? I can always look at the numbers and see who's been holding. Oops, somebody flipped in here. Wait a minute, where are you? Oh, no, okay, there you are. That's why it's good to have a screener, I guess. Anybody want to be a screener? Yeah. Co-host, screen calls. Okay, no, never mind. Let's take the 6, 7, 8, and then it's 5, 2, 0, and then it's 3, 4, 7. So let's see what's going on. Now, I prefer channeling, so I really like to go into the background of my spirit guide group to speak to you. That's what I like to do. Oh, dead people are cool, too, but that's okay. Hello?
Hello, this is Sandy. How are you?
I'm well, Sandy. How is Sandy? I've been eating too much. How about you, Sandy? Have you been eating too much? It's like, ugh. You know, you got all this leftovers.
No.
You know, you don't want to throw them away, but you're going, I'm tired of the leftovers now, right?
Oh, I have not been doing that much of that.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So what's on Sandy's mind today?
Do what?
What is on your mind? What is on your mind? What are you thinking? Why are you...
I was just doing the thinking that the channeling thing would be a good thing, you know?
I like
but
it.
Yep.
Okay, so let me just give you whatever message my spirit group has to say for you, Sandy, okay? We'll do that. I'll just kind of go to the background and let them speak to you. It seems rather interesting that people call in the end of the year and they're looking forward to a new year and they're looking forward to new opportunities and new challenges and just a better life, right, Sandy? Don't you're looking for just a little more peaceful life next year? Everything to calm down a little bit? The world has been so chaotic in the last few months for most people has been crazy at some level, but now you're looking forward for a peaceful, more peaceful 2017, or more settled 2017. Would you agree with us or not? Or you want chaos?
Yes,
You thrive in chaos, right? No, you don't. You don't thrive in chaos. No, not at all, right?
No, not at all. I much prefer peace.
Okay, so what we're trying to infer in all of that statement is that you will have opportunities in 2017 to live a more peaceful life. I know that sounds kind of vague and ooh, you know, but we really see your soul or essence pulling you towards that peacefulness, that calmness. But there's an interesting creative element that goes in that we see for you. And creativity is a very personal thing. Each people create in different ways, right? You agree with us?
Yes.
So we sense a feel for you that with this piece is the opportunity for you to create in your life what you've been dreaming to do, what you've been hoping to do, what you have been kind of putting out to the universe or God and saying, okay, I want to create this. I want to do this. And we feel that your essence is pulling you towards that creativity that you've been yearning to do. So 2017 is going to be a very good year for you. We want to give you that. And we want you to accept that. Because when you believe that, then you help make it happen. If you doubt it, you push it away. So just grasp hold of that idea that, yeah, next year is going to be really peaceful, and I'm really going to use all my creative abilities and where I want to channel it next year. Okay? Got it?
Okay. And I just want to ask one thing. Is there any message from my mom?
From your mother. Oh, what does she have to say to you? Ditto. What she's telling you is, yes, the same thing. She is in full accordance with that, and she is part of the process of creating that for next year for you, okay? But you need to let go of some resentments that you've been holding on to. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
You need to let go of those because that holds you back from reaching that state of peacefulness. It's not that you need to forget anything that was done to you or about you, but just let it go. Forgive and move on because you have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. Absolutely 100%. There is no ill will being held towards you from the non-physical world. All we want, and your mother and everyone else and your ancestors, want you to prosper. So believe that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm back, I think. Yes. Yeah, I go pretty deep lately. I've been doing this for a while, and it's kind of interesting that I go... But yeah, okay, I'm back. It takes me a few minutes to get back into my consciousness from their consciousness. That was interesting. That's the first time I've ever done that, where my spirit group will bring in the message from an ancestor. That's kind of cool, isn't it? I think so. Normally don't do that, but it's, yeah. I don't know what they meant to her. I have no idea what they were talking about. Okay, so we got a 250 and a 347 and a 678. And those are the numbers that are holding. And then maybe, just maybe, I might get to how to raise your consciousness, why raise your consciousness and the benefit of raising your consciousness. And I'll be with you in a second. When I was in sales many years ago, way back when, you know, we always talked about when we're selling whatever we're selling, whatever it could be, it has to show, we have to show benefit to somebody. What is the benefit of this particular product for you? And so we would sell benefit. And so that in raising your consciousness, what's the benefit in doing that? You know, without knowing the benefit, why would you do it? You know, well, I'm fine the way I am. Why would I want to raise my consciousness? So we'll get into benefit, and then we can talk more about how, and maybe my spirit guides. If we have time, maybe we'll flip into tomorrow on this whole thing about how. I don't know. We'll see what time we have. I'd rather take your calls. So 520-6347 and then 678. I think we just talked. Well, let me see. 520, I don't think we've talked. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And who you are? That doesn't sound right.
No, I'm Christina, and I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Well, your Arizona people are out today. How's the weather in Arizona?
It is great. It's wonderful. Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Okay. It's about 63 here in Pasadena, California. But it's been cool, and it's 40-something at night. So what's going on with you? Your first name again, one more time. You said that rather quickly, and I spaced.
Christina. And we're at 68 degrees over here.
A little bit warmer. Ah, so yeah. What's going on? What's going on, Christina?
I'm just just wondering if, well, my mom has, she's been passed away for about 32 years, and my dad's been passed away for about 20-some years, maybe 25. And
okay.
My grandmothers are gone, so I was just wondering if any of them have any messages for me.
Okay, it feels like father more than mother, feels more masculine, okay? And here's
okay.
the message I get. It's just a really simple message, and I feel it. I mean, I get this emotion that goes with it. It's a really strong emotion. It's almost like tearful emotion. It's you are loved. You are still loved.
Huh.
That love has never left. That love has always been with you, and that love will always be with you. When you transition, we will be there as a crowd. Whenever that is, they're not saying it's now, of course. They're saying when it happens, there will be a crowd scene cheering you over. Now, let's get back
to that. That's nice because they've been gone so long. It
doesn't matter.
Sometimes.
It doesn't matter. They're saying it's always, you can always feel them. If you just ask, you can feel. If you just ask them, they will let you feel their love towards you. If you just stop right now, is what I'm hearing for you. Just stop right now, pause for a second, and just open your body, your heart to love and say, please show me your love. You'll feel it. You really will, believe it or not. Okay?
Okay. Well, that is very interesting. Can I tell you something that happened to me not too long ago?
Okay, go ahead.
And I didn't even wait for you to say yes. I'm sorry. I opened up my back door, and I felt somebody staring at me. So I looked around, and it was nighttime. And I look around, I didn't see anybody. Then I look up in the tree, and I see there's three owls staring at me.
Ah.
Do you have anything to say about that? I'm like, okay.
What do owls say to you? I studied this for years ago, and I always forget some of the animal, but let me just see if I can get it particularly for you and not a general statement about owls. Well, first of all, you're being watched over, protected, in the night, okay? You know, you always think about owls, the old wise owl sort of thing, but it's really about there's a wisdom that's watching over you too. There's an energy of guidance watching over you at night, so that you feel emotionally protected. Okay? They're just reminding you that you're being protected at night. You're emotionally protected at night. You have nothing to fear when you go to bed. Okay?
Okay, thank you for sharing your wisdom, and you have a happy New Year's, and I hope it's a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was kind of fun. Okay, 347. I think 7-8 we already talked. Did we talk? I don't know, but, you know. Okay, so 347. Oh, 347. Okay. I'm just kind of getting back into my reality here for a moment. And then we will talk about that other subject. Hello? You there? Hello? 347 seems to have disappeared. They do that, you know. They go have a cup of tea. Go watch a soap opera. Who knows, right? Go talk, watch another, listen to another show, whatever it might be. So I will come back I'll put you back on hold. And I'll come back and I will talk to you. And we'll talk a little bit more about the benefits of raising your consciousness and why to get there. And then the how part was something, I don't know if we'll get to that today, but I'll come back to 347 in a minute. I have three different articles. Wait a minute, what is something else? Oh, I don't want to do that. Okay, we'll do that one in a minute. 12 benefits. This is from Gina Diane Harding. I don't know who this person particularly. I find a lot of these articles on the internet, and I kind of just throw it out there, and I think there's a lot of value in some of it. And I kind of read through these, and I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds good. It's GinaDianeHarding.com. So if you're interested in it's the 12 benefits of living in higher consciousness, the benefits. See? I love the word benefits, right? Have positive thoughts. Move from negative thinking and feelings and behavior to connecting with your inner wisdom and making wiser decisions. Seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? Really, that, you know, if you're living in a higher consciousness, you have more positive thinking. And you're in tapping into a higher sense of form of wisdom and to make decisions. It's not just your wisdom. You could call it universal wisdom, God wisdom, source wisdom, but you're tapping into that. And as I said earlier, by tapping into the higher consciousness, you're tapping into the greater part of yourself, that part that resides in the non-physical world. That's a pretty amazing thought. There's a big chunk of you living in the non-physical world, communicating with your relatives, communicating with angels, communicating with spirit guides, communicating with great masters and teachers, and gaining all this wisdom that can be passed down to you. The next point is being able to manage being overwhelmed. That one hits home hard, you know, being overwhelmed. Sometimes life can overwhelm us, all these problems and difficulties. My mantra on that one has been, I surrender to source, you call it God, surrender to source all my problems, worries, and concerns to give me solutions. Okay? Live knowing you have unlimited possibilities instead of limiting beliefs, which will hold you back in relationships, career, and daily life. Unlimited possibilities. I love that expression, having unlimited possibilities. So these are all benefits of living from a higher consciousness. And I have to agree with this. I'm not, you know, I found this article and I'm just kind of going, yeah, makes sense. There's good in this. Make clear, good decisions instead of feeling unable to think. Oh, you ever get stuck? Oh, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do next? To make clear, decisive decisions. I guess I'll throw the word decisive in there, and being able to do that. It's almost like if you're working from a higher consciousness, you have a tapping into your own group of counselors that can give you advice, and you can get a lot of different opinions, basically from love, and what to do next. And you can go, yeah, that one makes sense. I like that one. That's a good one. I'm going to take that one. So living from higher consciousness, you have a resource of ideas, a resources of suggestions from higher consciousness, not only yours, but outside of you, because you're all interconnected, right? Okay, have better relationships. Sense your heart expand and more loving of yourself and others, being able to receive love. Ooh, that's a biggie, right? Isn't that a biggie? Being able to love and being open to more love in your life, not being closed off. I would use the expression there. Okay, let me go to the next one. I'll go back and check if anybody wants to talk to me, and then we'll move on with these. Be drawn to following your passion. That has a little bit to do with it. Knowing your passion, right? Higher consciousness, being able to tap into your purpose, your passion in life, and where you're going, where your soul has decided you should be going in this lifetime, where you can accomplish something. You may not always do it, but at least you have the insight to what it is to pursue, which is a good thing. You might go, eh, I don't want to do that. You ever fight that one? I don't want to do that one. Oops, everybody left. It's just you and I in the chat room. You and I. No. So, chat room people. So we'll go back to the article. Anybody has any questions in the chat room on this subject? Anybody, any ancestors that you want to tap into? You know, just type in who it is, relationship. Maybe it's a famous person. A lot of famous people have been dying lately. Some of them are too new to, in the non-physical world, to actually give you messages. They're still going through their introduction process. They're re-merging back into the physical, non-physical world, and they're not quite ready to communicate yet. But some of them have passed. David Bowie is kind of open to communicate to people, believe it or not, if you're into that sort of thing, right? Yeah, there's a lot of famous people that have died recently. Musicians, actors, well-known people in the world. So if you want to get a message from any of those, we can tap into that. Let me get back to the benefits. I see somebody's typing. I'll be back to you in a minute. We talked about passion. So higher consciousness. Well, higher consciousness, if you're tapping into higher consciousness, you're tapping into other people's higher consciousness too. You can get these messages from not only just relatives, but maybe somebody that you respect a lot and that you want to get a message from. People do that all the time. Some people tap into artists. I know a friend of mine who called into the show got a message from Picasso. She's an artist, and Picasso told her something about painting, which is kind of cool, huh? Be restored to your natural high vibration frequency and feel comfortable being your authentic self instead of worrying what's wrong with me or what will people think. So it's really kind of knowing yourself, right? Being in a higher consciousness, do you recognize your true authentic self? Wow, that's cool. Know how to take care of yourself. What to do if you remove out of higher vibration or if you're getting frustrated. Knowing how to take care of yourself. What to do if you move out of higher vibration. So what if you slip? What if your consciousness goes down? Boom. Drops down. You had a tough day. You know, it's like people whined and complained all day around you, all these negative people around you, and your vibration kind of drops. Well, being able to reach higher consciousness, you know how to get there. You know how to get back to that. So you can live there and live a good part of your life functioning from higher consciousness instead of spending a lot of time in lower consciousness. Somebody was typing. I'm still here. I'm listening. And I'm waiting for you to finish writing, and then I'll get back to the article. It's a good article. It's an interesting point. And then I don't know if I'll have time to get to how. Maybe my spirit guides the last few minutes can give you a little bit of an indicator how to raise your consciousness. The one word that always comes in is meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditate, meditate, meditate with intention. Meditate with the intention of raising your consciousness, of reconnecting with your higher consciousness to introduce it into your being. So if you just stop in your meditation and ask, I want to connect with, my intention is to reconnect with, bring in part of my higher consciousness into my physical being. And part of that meditation is focusing on, I want to clear out any of the lower vibrations that I'm carrying around with me to bring in higher vibrations to live from. Okay, so that's a little bit of the how, but it is about, but you have to set the intention. You have to want to do it. It's not going to happen if you don't want to do it. So I have a couple callers, a 203 and a 504, and I got somebody typing. This is fun. Lots of good things going on here. So what was the one more point about raising your consciousness? And I'll go back to the calls. Okay. We'll leave you with one point. Have more fun. Ooh, that's a biggie. Play more. Have more fun. When you're living from a higher consciousness, you're allowing yourself to have more fun because you've pushed your worries and problems aside and you've given it over to higher consciousness to come up with solutions. You know, once you said, okay, you take care of this, you take care of my worries, my concerns, and my problems, you bring me solutions, and I'm going to be, and that's called being in solution mode, is getting out of the way of solutions, not worrying about them, not thinking about them. That's a tough one. I have problems with that one, too. I'll raise my hand and say, that's a challenge sometimes because they seem to want to creep back in, all those problems that you don't have answers for. If you had solutions, it would be simple, right? That's a good question. Let me take a call, and I'll answer your question. You're going to hang in there for a couple more minutes. It's 203. I'll take the call. But, you know, what I hear really quick about the answer to that is you need to do physical things. You need to attach to your physicality, like exercise or do physical things that, you know, get reattached to your body in some way. Because sometimes when you're in a higher consciousness, you're in this kind of euphoric, beautiful place, but you're in a higher energy. without bringing it down and making it kind of in a negative place, just do something physical. Go for a walk. Be in nature. Go hug a tree. Do something really physical. And that will, hey, you know, ride a bike. Go bowling. I don't know. Whatever it is that you love to do physically will help bring it down a little bit. Because then you're focusing on your physicality. You know, weight training, bicycling, yoga kind of, but yoga could also keep you up there to some degree. But real physical stuff or hobbies. Practice a hobby. You know, is it knitting? Is it building boats? Is it flying airplanes? I don't know. Just a hobby of some kind that really gets you focused on using the body. Cooking. Cooking, you know, focus on recipes and cooking new stuff. And just it's a physicality sort of thing. You might want to get into higher consciousness and say, hey, give me a recipe. But, you know, then you got into the physicality of doing the cooking, right? Putting the ingredients together, going shopping, blah, blah, blah. So you can flip back and forth, but the flipping, as I get it, has to do with the physicality part. We used to do that in hypnotherapy where we'd have to work with people and they're getting them back into their body, you know, getting really recentered back in the body, get away from the spacey kind of place. And that necessarily wasn't high consciousness. It was more of a distracted. Yeah, well, there's another word for it, but I'll get to it another time. It'll come to me. Let me take a call. Hypersensitivity. That's the word, being hypersensitive. And it's not awareness of the body. You're just in this hyper state of sensitivity, overwhelmed by all that data and information that's floating around you. So it's when you need to get back into your body and do physical things. Okay, let me take a call. 203. Okay. Hello.
Green. Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Nikita, and I'm actually calling about that hypersensitivity.
Okay.
I've gotten out, I've walked around, interacted with my children, you know, finding those little, not little things, but, you know, those joys, like you said, on a day-to-day basis. And I got reconnected with a woman who I felt would have been a mentor, but she kind of talks too much, and I know I get to that point where I talk too much.
Yeah,
too.
Like me, I talk too much. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right. No, but this one is, like, very intrusive. You know, even when I said, okay, let me call you back, she finds another way to start a new conversation, you know.
Okay.
And I'm trying, like, and she's getting really rude, and I'm trying, like, to be kind and compassionate. Because I know, you know, during the holidays, it's not everyone wants to be with family, you know. So,
right.
Again, I try to extend my generosity, but she's not being nice towards that. And so I'm calling about how can I not curse her out and get, like, this karma? Because normally when I curse out people like that, I tend to have, like, a certain backlash.
Well, there's a couple words here. Well, first of all, you have to detach, right? You know, if somebody is doing this to you, then, you know, the wise way thing to do is try to detach and not put yourself into that environment as much, correct? I mean, that's okay. I know that's not always easy. And, well, what I hear is a couple of different words. I hear the word forgiveness, forgive, because, you know, that's their issue. That's their problem. You know, it's you don't want to take their problem and make it your problem. So you forgive them and let it go, forgive and let it go. You know, Jesus talked about forgiving, what, 99 times or more, right? You're just constantly forgiving.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other word I hear, and then I use this word a lot, and I've really kind of hung on it, is compassion. Compassion means understanding perhaps where they're coming from. Relating to the empathy. What is this person's issue? Why would they do this? You know, like, and you can't read the person, their mind, but you can get an idea that they got their own issues and problems, and, you know, it can be empathetic to their particular thing. Now, you may not want that in your life, but you can at least, I forgive you because I know you have your own problems and issues and triggers and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to let it go. Because I'm just going to show a little bit of love and let you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's not easy. It's not the simplest thing, especially if you have to interchange or engage with this person from time to time.
Yeah, she made my energy go down today, truly.
You ever just try tuning her out? Just tuning her out?
It's like she comes into my energy, literally, forcefully.
Wow, that's you have to avoid that, dear. You really need to avoid that person, because if they're so, if they're such an energy vampire in a way, they're sucking on you. You need to avoid this person as much as you can. Okay, it's not easy, but you can do it. You can do it, or you can visualize yourself. Now, if you're into angels at all, you can visualize Archangel Michael surrounding you with flames and swords and all kinds of things to ward off her energy. Just visualize that. He's standing in front of you, just whoosh, 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 fighting off that energy for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Front and back, because you get it from the backside sometimes too, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so try that. Ask for protection.
Yeah.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
All right. Thank you so very much.
You take
Happy
care.
New year.
Bye now.
You
too.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful
new
year. Bye now.
You too.
Wow. Yeah. You ever have that, like, energy people that just kind of like, my brother used to be like that, but he's kind of mellowed out as he's gotten older, much older. He used to be kind of more in your face and, you know, but finally he's kind of slowed down a bit, you know, doesn't come across with that energy field anymore. Which is a very, very good thing. So have we answered all the questions? Yeah, that was it. I like that question about how do you get it back when you're in higher consciousness. That physicality thing is really important. Do something fun. Yeah, something you enjoy. Okay, I'm going to get into it. That could be all kinds of things, and I'm going to keep it really G instead of even going PG on that one. Okay, we'll leave it alone. So, moving right along, we're back into the article a little bit on 12 benefits of raising your consciousness. The last one I talked about is having fun. Okay, one is increase your focus, concentration, and conscious awareness. Control of your attention. I think that's really cool. The control of your attention. Focus, right? Ooh, focus on something. Instead of being distracted by mind chatter and living in your head, you know, the old monkey mind, everywhere, mind's everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Instead of just kind of focus, get back into focusing on where you're at right now. And just being able to concentrate and putting your attention on what you're doing and where you want to go. Instead of letting all those crazy thoughts come running through your head when you're trying to focus on something. Know the importance of experiencing feelings instead of being afraid of being out of control or stuffing them and having stunted emotions. That's a good one. I don't even want to comment on that one. Just that's the way it is, right? Connect with other people, nature, the cosmos, and all that is instead of feeling separate, alone, and unloved. Just separate. I like that. Instead of feeling separate, alone, and unloved. You know, it's like connecting with your higher consciousness, because your higher consciousness is connected to all there is. Or God, the universe, angels, ancestors, spirit guides, all that. You have this great capacity to connect with all of that. I just bumped something. It went crazy there for a minute. You have the capacity to connect with all of that by living in higher consciousness. Or not. Your choice, right? We're not. Okay, so we're back to you folks, and we got about a minute left. I thought this was kind of interesting and fun. We'll talk more about it. I think tomorrow's show, since I want to carry on this theme about living in higher consciousness, is how do you get there? I talked a little bit about it, but I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about it, the spirit group, about how to get there, how to get into higher consciousness, and finding a level that you're comfortable with, that it works for you individually. You know, some people want to go to a certain level and others want to go much higher. And you find that comfortability level in raising your consciousness, which is really important. Because not everybody's wanting to go into the same place and the same level of consciousness and higher consciousness. And some people want to bring in an extra 5% in, and some people want to bring in another 30% and be flying all the time. So it's up to you, your choice. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So have a lovely day. Love you guys. We'll talk soon. Bye.